Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that make them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug. I just walk with love. Haters just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves, they probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth, they sweep it under rug. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and ask for grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world, it's yours for sure. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
I'm back up on my grizzly. Used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large. We live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star. They say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, Captain. See, right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.
Take it.
Welcome, 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 welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Sunday, Sun Deity, Helios Deity Day. Sunday, July the 22nd of 2018, and the time is 1 p.m. Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my sisters, I humbly and respectfully come before you today to present the science of awakening the conscious. Today, my brothers and sisters, we want to talk about conscious expression. You and I have the ability to consciously heal ourselves and everyone else. So today we want to talk about the English word conscious that comes from a Latin word that is conscious. It simply means knowing or aware. Consciousness is the foundation of perception, awareness, energy, and entity. And inner, inside, G, little g. This is the ability to express, expose, and expand your true, authentic self. Everybody on earth is either consciously or unconsciously being conscious. All religions, today being Sunday, there's churches all over the world where there's Reverend Dr. Bishop standing in pulpits right now, expressing and expounding and expanding their version or their knowing and their awareness. Right now, you have a specific amount of spiritual consciousness. Your consciousness should be infinite. The word infinite is defined really as endless. There should be an endless amount of universal understanding of the universal principle, the universal spirit, or what we call God. Unfortunately, most of us have a pea-sized consciousness, awareness, knowing, and is this limited or this inability to be conscious or to be aware or to have a sense of knowing that destroys and divides us. If we could expand our consciousness, we could heal ourselves and everyone else. Conscious healing, conscious living, conscious awareness is the key to the kingdom. Consciousness is God. Wisdom is all there is. Wisdom is simply the ability to operate and the ability to manifest or the ability to express, expose, and expand or to create from self-existing substance or self-existing awareness. This inability to be aware that we are unaware keeps us trapped inside of this limited consciousness. So today we need to wake up. Everybody has to wake up. We are all consciously asleep. And because we are unconscious, we are unaware. That means unconscious means unaware or unknowing. Every so-called thing, whether it is an animal, whether it's a mineral, whether it's a molecule, whether it's an atom, whether it's an electron, everything is the result of one conscious that is expressing itself in different rates or different speeds or different emotion. Let me say that again. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Brothers and sisters, today's message is very important because when we talk about conscious expression, we are talking about the ability to understand how you create you. There are many levels of consciousness, or again, the word conscious simply means knowingness and awareness. There are many levels of knowing, and there are many levels of awareness. Many of us suffer from a lack of knowing and a lack of awareness. This lack of knowing and lack of awareness is what we call consciousness. The sad thing about today's message is the fact that many of us are unaware that we are all one. Many of us are fighting against ourselves. So we are fighting against the white man, not realizing that the white man is a part of us. Now, what do I mean? Well, if we go back and look at an ice, what is ice? It's not ice, frozen water. Okay, so does ice exist? Does an ice cube really exist? Put on our thinking caps for a moment. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Is not ice ice, or is ice water? Okay, if ice is water, what is water? Isn't water H2O? Isn't water one molecule of hydrogen and one molecule or two molecules of oxygen? Now, hydrogen and oxygen are both gases, is it not? So we get two gases together, hydrogen and oxygen, and the mixing of two gases creates a liquid. So is the liquid real? If you separate those two gases, if you separate those molecules by heating up. Now remember, ice is cooled down water. Steam is heated up water. Water is combined gas. They are all different states of the same freaking thing. So are you, so is an animal, so is the white man, a black man, a blue man, a green man. But we are fighting over different states of consciousness. We're fighting over different states of knowing. We're fighting over different states of awareness. So the less aware you are, the more fighting, the more confrontation, the more difference, the more separation. Because an ice cube is totally separate from steam. But they really are the exact same thing. But depending on what state you catch water, what if you catch water in its hydrogen and oxygen state? It's not liquid. It's a freaking gas. So you mean to tell me two invisible gases, they come together, they interact, and they produce a fluid or liquid? That's what science says. Now, I'm not a scientist, but, you know, hey, that's what they tell us. Now, let me wrap my brain around that again. So if I heat up water, it disappears. If you do not believe me, put some water in a pot and put it on your stove. Turn on the heat and just let and watch the water evaporate. Where the beep did it go? Can you please explain that to me? Now, if you got a distillation process, if you heat that water up, it turns into steam. And if you collect the steam and if you condense that steam, cool it down, it turns back into water. Beep is that. That is the science of awakening the consciousness. That's the science of knowing, my brother. That's the science of knowing. That's the science of awareness. If you are not aware that water is cooled down gas, if you are not aware, you will fight. You will put a bullet in somebody else's head because you believe. You don't got no knowing, but you ain't got no awareness, but you believe. You believe with all your heart, with all your soul, you believe, although falsely, but you believe that ice and steam and water are not the same. And so if I don't present something called facts to you, scientific facts, your conscious expression is going to be limited. You will not be able to express, expose, and expand yourself or your gift because, again, there is a lack of perception. There's a lack of the capability. There's a lack of the capacity of seeing. So we have to develop this capacity of seeing, and this is the science of awakening the consciousness. So the science of awakening the consciousness is the process of purifying, it's the process of self-analyzation, it's the process of studying, it's the process of improvement. But unfortunately, there exists something called tradition. So tradition limits the ability for us to expand our consciousness. Tradition destroys consciousness. Tradition limits consciousness. Tradition, my brothers and sisters, interrupts the development of truth or awareness or what we call consciousness. Now, that is extremely sad because if you could expand your consciousness, you have more knowing and more awareness. If you could expand your consciousness, there would be no such thing as poverty. Poverty is the lack of consciousness. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Poverty is a lack of consciousness. Sickness is a lack of consciousness. That means lack of knowing, lack of awareness. That's it. Ignorance or lack of wisdom or no wisdom is a lack of knowing. It's a lack of awareness. It's a lack of consciousness. A bad relationship, bad relationships only exist is because we have no knowing and we have no awareness. Consciousness is the foundation of everything on earth. Nothing can exist without consciousness. Consciousness is knowing. It's not a belief system. It is a knowing system. It is vital to your existence. If where consciousness is not known, abuse is inevitable because consciousness is a part of this thing that we call purpose. And consciousness helps us to identify or helps us to be able to exist or, again, to be aware is self-knowledge. This is the fuel of all spiritual experience. All light and consciousness again, is the same thing. It's a lesser degree of consciousness that corresponds to a lesser degree of light. So if there is a lesser degree of consciousness, that's what we call mass of matter. If there is a higher degree of consciousness, that's what we call spirit of light. So wherever there is light, there is consciousness. Wherever there is a lack of light, there is a lack of consciousness. We call that darkness. We call that evil. Lack of consciousness is what we call evil. When consciousness exists, that's what we call good. Good is knowing. Bad or evil is not knowing. So the goal in life is to expand your knowing, is to expand your consciousness, is to expand your awareness. Now, how do we expand our consciousness? How do we expand our awareness? But again, we have to go back to understand that the word consciousness means how do we expand knowing? How do we expand awareness? Well, that means that we need to gather facts. We need to gather information. We need to have access to the authentic science of consciousness. See, many of us do not have access. We are just now, because of technology, because of science, because of the internet, because of the ability to find ancient texts, now we have more access to science. We have more access to facts. We have more access to knowing. We have more access to this thing called informing or information. Now, the problem is when we get more access to information, that challenges the state of existing information. So when we get access to something like astrology or astronomy, we start to look at certain things that was taught before, and we gather new information that challenges the existing information. For example, there is something called the Temple of Saturn that can be dated back to 497 BC, that's before Christ. Of Saturn, there are certain elements, and these L's are these elements are attached to a lot of the things that we hold dear today. And one of those things is called electronic harassment or cymatics or vibration, where we get something like the D-Wave quantum computers that are out today that uses quantum physics and multidimensional is able to access information from multiple dimensions. So cymatics is this phenomenon, if you will, of making patterns from sound. Well, it comes to find out there's informing or information that talks about where or what is the source of this electronic or this vibrational harassment that produces a particular pattern. So the Temple of Saturn now helps us to understand a lot of information that we didn't understand before, particularly the Brothers of the Light, which is an ancient society that was called Bruder des Lichtes. It's a Latin or German phrase that simply means Brothers of the Light or Brothers of the Luminous Lodge. So these were the Lords of the Black Sun. So these were the Black Knights. This was a secret society, if you want to call it that, that the Bible talks about in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. Now, that challenges certain things like the words elect, the word elder, the word elevated, the word Elohim, the word Eliah, the word Elyon. All of these are from the cult of El, which is also known as the cult of Saturn or the cult of Satan. So Saturnalia, where we get Santa Claus, where we get Saturday, is from the cult of Saturn. So Saturn worship and a lot of the occult sciences Occult just simply means hidden, flourished, you know, thousands of years before you and I exist. So now when we look at some of these terms and some of the symbols and some of the symbolism that we have on Earth today, we are seeing terms and we are seeing symbols that existed yesterday. And these terms and these symbols are awakening my consciousness. I don't know about yours, but our consciousness is being awakened. That means that now we have more knowing. So I didn't know something yesterday. Now I know it today. So what do I do with the information that I knew yesterday? Because I got new information, I am more conscious now. I am aware. I have more perception. That's the science of awakening the conscious. The science of awakening the conscious is when you find truth that destroys tradition. But the problem is when we find truth that challenges our tradition, it's very difficult to release the tradition and to embrace truth. So Saturn, again, is simply something that has been around for years or eons or ages, but it was hidden, meaning it was occult, meaning it was unconscious. So when we're talking about the science of awakening the conscious, we're talking about the science of gathering information and facts that is proven scientifically and proven esoterically and proven scripturally. And we take this expands our consciousness. This expands our awareness. This gives us more informing. So Rome was known to the Romans as Saturnalia, not Rome. So right now, if I go to Rome, I was not aware. I was not conscious that Rome, way back in the day, was not called Rome. So if that's new to you today, that today you became more knowing, you became more aware. So now you can go back and you can do your own research and you can do your own studying to show yourself approved unto God. And when you study and you go into Google or your favorite search engine and you type in the Temple of Saturn, you will find that it is the oldest and the most sacred place in Rome today. And you will find that the Saturn death cult is what it was called back in the day, is really was a part of a Luciferian agenda or the Luciferian society. So Saturnalia is now being promoted as religion. So Saturn, again, is an important key to understanding, quote-unquote, our history. There is a long heritage that dates all the way back to the city of Rome, which was originally known as Saturnalia or the city of Saturn. So the Roman Catholic Church, again, retained much, if not all, of the Saturn worship and all of its rituals. But today, how many people know that? So we are not aware. We are not privied to certain informing or information. So Saturn relates to Lucifer, or Lucifer. But if we don't know the Temple of Saturn, and if we don't know that it was dedicated back in 498, 497 BC, and that the Temple of Saturn is the oldest, most sacred place in Rome today, then we do not have the ability to make a conscious knowing and awareness decision whether or not we want to participate inside of, let's say, Catholicism or any other religion for that matter. Because we can, I don't know about you, can pretty much destroy any major religion and trace it back to its pagan roots. So what does that mean? It really doesn't mean anything other than the fact that a lot of the information that we have is just like the information that we have about ice and steam. So people will argue that steam is not ice. And they will argue that ice is not steam. And they are correct. on one level. But when you go back further enough, you will find that steam and ice are both water. And if you go back even further, you will find that water is not liquid, that water is actually a gas. And if you go back further enough, you'll find that it is a freaking molecule that's called hydrogen and two other molecules called oxygen. But when they are combined in a certain way, they produce liquid. So really everybody is right on their specific level. That's why I don't debate nor argue with people about specific pieces of information, because it is a truth. It's just not the entire truth. So everybody is arguing about a truth, and no one is talking about the truth. Okay, Brother Will, what is the truth? The truth is, if you trace anything back further enough, you will find one central intelligence, one central theme, one central source, one central God. And so water is basically gases that are held together. Steam is basically gases which turned into water that is heated up. Ice is basically gases which turned into water, which is basically cooled down. So everybody's right. But we all killing each other, and we all saying the exact same thing. We're just saying it in different ways. It's just like if I blindfolded three people and asked them to describe what they feel, and I put one person at the trunk of the elephant, and I asked them to describe it, and if I put one person in the middle of the elephant and ask them to describe it, and I put another person at the end of the elephant and ask them to describe it, each person would describe something that is totally different, but all three people would be right because all three people are describing the same thing, an elephant. But the elephant's trunk is totally different from the elephant's belly, and the elephant's belly is totally different from the elephant's rump. But all three of them are connected to the same freaking elephant. And so we are all parts of one whole. But again, the whole is only as good as its weakest part. And so the key is consciousness is understanding that. What is that? Consciousness is understanding that we are all smaller parts of a bigger whole. Consciousness is the awareness that we are all parts of one whole. That's consciousness. Now, preach that on Sunday morning. Yeah, that dog probably won't hunt, but it does hunt. We're just not aware because we have not expanded our consciousness to a space where we have all knowing. We're not all awareness. And we're not all presentness. When you expand your consciousness, this is the science of awakening the conscious. The science of awakening the consciousness is to become all-knowing, to become all-present, to become all-knowing and all-powerful. If you do that, then you become one with Source. You become one with the supreme intelligence. You become one with God. Then you destroy all tradition. Because tradition is just a part of consciousness. So everybody got their part, their small piece of consciousness, and we're all fighting over our piece of consciousness. We don't want to unite. We don't want to keep going, no, we want to fight, and we say, no, Brother Will, ice is water. And then I got somebody else over saying, no, it's not. Liquid is water. And then I got somebody else saying, no, hell no. Two molecules that come together, so gas is water. So two gases called hydrogen and oxygen, that's water, brother. Yes, you're right. And then somebody else coming on, no, Brother Will, I got an ice cube over here. And then I put that liquid and I cooled it down and it became ice. That is water, brother. Yes, sir, you're right. And then somebody else said, no, Brother Will, I heated it up, man, and it turned into liquid. And then that's water, brother. Okay, you're right. Then somebody could say, no, brother, that is wrong. It's not ice. It's not liquid because I took that same ice. I heated it up. It turned into water. And I kept heating it up, and it freaking disappeared. and it turned into freaking a vapor or a gas. That's water, okay? That's correct too. Okay, which one's correct? And so I got the guy that he has a gun, and he's willing to put a bullet in the head of the guy who says that water that water is liquid. And I got somebody else that's willing to put the bullet in the head of the guy that says water is a solid. Then I got somebody else over here that's willing to put the bullet in both of the other two guys' head that says that water is a freaking liquid and a solid, because he says water is a gas. Which one are right? Who's right? Is water a solid? Yes. Is water a liquid? Yes. Is water a gas? Yes. Is water the same thing? Yes. So we're all killing each other, and we're all saying the same thing. Why? Lack of consciousness. Consciousness is ability to see the big picture. Consciousness is the ability to see that the part ice is a part of the bigger whole. Water, gas, liquid. It's all the same thing, but we can't see because of our lack of awareness and our lack of knowing. Okay, Brother Will, we have to develop consciousness in our world today. Because if we don't develop consciousness, we're not going to be able to see. We're not going to be able to see the big picture. And if we can't see the big picture, we're all limited inside of our individual box that we call reality. When reality is that there is no reality, there is just the one. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one. There's one God that is divided up into many pieces. But if you could step back and you could see that all so-called matter and mass, just a small particle of a bigger wave, and that wave is a small frequency of a bigger intelligence, of a bigger source. This omnipresent, this omnipotent, this omniscient intelligence is encapsulated in one word. We call that God. God is all things that are expressed as matter. That is consciousness. The inability to make that statement is the cause of every war in the history of histories, and it will be the cause of every war tomorrow. All problems exist on this planet due to a lack of consciousness. Show me a problem anywhere on this earth, and I will show you a lack of consciousness. Please present to me a problem, and I will present to you the solution. There is no problem on earth that cannot be solved with consciousness or awareness. Zero, zip, zada. Drop the mic, exit stage left. Conscious expression. If you can do what I do, which is I have the ability, it took me 50 years to figure it out, but I finally figured it out. The secret to life, how to express, expose, and expand your consciousness. Your gift to humanity is your consciousness, your knowing, and your awareness. If you could expand, or if you could improve, and if you could stop the degradation of your state of consciousness, and if you can again increase or expand your consciousness to be more godlike or Christlike, you would destroy every yoke in your life. You see, my brothers and sisters, Yahushua, Jesus the Christ, has something called Christ consciousness. So that's why I have the Christ consciousness metaphysical assembly. That will destroy and unify, if you want to use that term, every church in America. There will be no such thing as denominations. Every denomination would just disappear if every denomination had Christ consciousness. Because if every denomination had Christ consciousness, every denomination would see that every denomination was established when Joseph Smith or when John Calvin or when Martin Luther or with whatever denomination started to operate or started to separate or started to differentiate, if that's a word, started to present a different aspect of its nature. It separated itself from the whole. So everything is an expression of the whole from a different viewpoint. So I have a specific viewpoint. The moment I express my viewpoint, I separate myself from the whole. So there is one whole that is expressed in many viewpoints. The inability to be aware, the inability to know that is the cause of every problem on earth. Every problem on earth is the result of a lack of awareness. That's it. Unfortunately, people will hurt you really bad. People will hurt you really bad. If you're a female and you go to the wrong part of the globe in the Middle East, people will hurt you just because of their lack of awareness. If you are a black man and if you go to the wrong country, if you go to Mississippi or some parts of the South at the wrong time or at the wrong place, people will try to end your life due to a lack of consciousness. That is you talk about a travesty, so you want to hurt me because you can't see. Or you want to hurt someone else. Or you want to degrade. Or there are people that are committing all type of atrocities all over the globe right now. Right now, I'm sitting in the comfort of my home, and there's a child somewhere that's being molested or abused. There's a woman somewhere that's being made to feel like she's a freaking second-class citizen. There is a black woman somewhere that's being harassed for driving while black. Every atrocity that exists on this planet is due to a lack of conscious expression. Today's message should be, there should be 6 billion people tuned in to today's message. If every person on earth could actually hear this with their spirit, not with their freaking flesh, and drop their tradition and pick up truth, all problems on earth would cease to exist. The dominant culture would be kicked out of office. And this country, this world would become one, and we would all work together because we're all part of a bigger whole. But there is something called division. So this division exists because the state of being conscious, the knowledge of one's own existence, one's own condition, the senses or the lack of mental capacity or mental operation, the inability to immediately acknowledge or the inability to have perception of a presence of another state is the problem. Consciousness is the foundation, and the lack of consciousness is the degradation of society. So the more elevated or the more purified the conscious, the more spiritual the nation or the individual. And the more encoded, the more limited, the more departmentalized, the more evil, the more dark, the more degraded, the more impure, the more demonic, the more dangerous, the more foolish, the most dangerous thing in the world is to talk to hang out with, and to be with somebody who's short-sighted. Someone who can't see the big picture. That is a dangerous person. And there's a lot of very, very dangerous people that exist on this planet because they have itty-bitty living space. Their consciousness is very small. Every so-called thing that exists on earth, every so-called thing that exist on this planet. Everything is a result of one source. Everything. So consciousness is the ability to know and the ability to be aware of this one source, of this one intelligence, of this one God that is expressing, exposing, and expanding him or herself in different states or different departments or different colors or different speed or different light. So consciousness is just like spirit. It's just like life. It is just like intelligence. It's the expression. So your job is to go up as high as you possibly can. Your job is not to go down. You can express yourself in your niche, but you must express your niche from the perspective or from the viewpoint of a higher consciousness. Let me say that again. You must express your individual niche while maintaining a viewpoint of a higher consciousness. Let me say that again. You must express, expose, expand your individual niche, but you must maintain a global or biblical or spiritual or universal or God consciousness. You must have a God consciousness while expressing an individual awareness. Let me say that again. God consciousness while expressing it as an individual. All problems exist due to a lack of the science of awakening the consciousness. And the word conscious, again, just simply means knowing and awareness. So because water exists in three states, if you are not aware of that, you will fight to the death, and you will say water is liquid. And if you're not aware that if you're not aware, now conscious is awareness, conscious is knowing. I know that if you cool water, it turns into ice. I know that. But let's say you don't. So you're going to tell me, you're going to look me in the eye and say, Brother Will, I saw water, man, and it was liquid. And water is not a solid. Now, I know water is a solid, but let's say, for example, you don't. And then we bring a third person into the argument, and they say, no, both of y'all are wrong, man. Water is a freaking gas. Water is steam. So which one of the three people? We got three people and we are all getting ready to kill each other. We got knives, we got guns, we got sticks, and we got bats. And we get ready to go to war over water because we're saying water is liquid. Then we got another guy saying, no, water is a solid. I got a bunch of ice. He lives over in freaking the South Pole. Never seen water as a liquid or gas. Due to his limited awareness, and now remember the word consciousness means awareness. The word consciousness means knowing. So the science of awakening the consciousness is the process of becoming aware. It's the process of expanding your knowledge. But I know a lot of people right now who have the truth, and they're not interested in expanding their consciousness, their knowing, or when they are saying, no, water is liquid. I don't even want to entertain. Now, remember the definition of the word truth is aletheia in the Greek. That means consideration. So I know a lot of churches that are people in church right now, they're not willing to consider the fact that water may be a solid. They say, I'm not going to listen. But hold on, brother. I got scientific proof. I'm not interested in your science, man. That science is of the devil. Science, I have people tell me that all the time. Science is of the devil. So I got to hold up. But I got scientific proof that if you cool down water, it turns into a solid. No, brother. I'm not interested in looking at no freaking science. God told me that water is liquid. Let me show you my picture. And he takes out the picture, and he proves to me that water is a liquid. I said, okay, brother, I agree. But water could also be a gas. Blasphemy. That's of the freaking devil. And he want to put a bullet in my head. Don't even want to consider. He's not even interested in considering the fact that if I heat up your liquid, it may turn into gas. And if it does, that's witchcraft. That's of the devil. You use trickery. You're using black magic. You're using something to heat up that liquid. Because God told me, I had a vision. God himself came down to me, and God spoke to me, and he said to me, hear, O son, water is liquid. And so since God told you that water is a liquid, You're not even interested in entertaining the fact that water may be a solid or that water may be a gas because God told you that water was a liquid. So the conscious expression, the science of awakening the conscious, because the Latin word for conscious means knowing. The Latin word and the Greek and the Hebrew and the Aramaic and the Sanskrit, it means increased awareness or perception. So consciousness is the foundation. It destroys every problem. Every problem I've ever had, totally been eradicated by this one process that I'm sharing with you today. What I've just shared with you today, I got $10,000 that if you do this process to wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship, I got $10,000 if this process does not work for you. This is all I teach in the life management system, but unfortunately, it's a sad state of affairs because the science of awakening the consciousness is so simple. God uses the simple to confound the wise. I got people, I love them to death, but unfortunately, they can't see the forest for the trees. Now, I used to be a part, and I used to be one of the traditionalists who, as I've just stated, and I've been talking for 45 minutes, expressing, exposing, expanding to you a scientific proof of the lack of consciousness and then how to increase it. That would totally, you can go to any religion right now. Now, I just use one example based upon the temple of Saturn. That was just one, that which is the phallic body of the head of every feminine circle that has an opening is at the Vatican right now, which is the creation of sexual union. It is the principle of both energies together. That is called El and Astaroth and Saturnalia or Saturn, which again, based upon the temple of Saturn, that was one example of, again, due to the internet and due to, again, having access to a lot of what the ancients considered Saturn, which is the farthest planet from the sun. Now, I just provided proof of what is called the great god Pan, which is a horned deity, which is called the center of the Vatican. The center of the Vatican, which is talked about in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. I've just provided scientific proof of the society called Brudar des Lich, I guess L-I-C-H-T-S. You can Google it right now. B-R-U-D-E-R D-E-S-L-I-C-H-T-S. In English, means Brothers of the Light, which is also called the Luminous Lodge, which has been around since King Arthur and the Round Table. And there are well-meaning individuals due to a lack of consciousness who would be willing to put a bullet in my head because I've just stated scientific and esoteric and historical and astrological and biological fact that cymatic is a phenomenon of making patterns from sound. That is a scientific fact. But the sound carries out information called waves or frequencies that causes a material to manifest in a particular pattern. These wave frequencies are controlled by the temple of Saturn or Thoth or the Dehudi, where we get the Egyptian god Ra. So I've just proven to you, and I can go on and on, based upon every culture. We can go to Japan, I can break it down. We can go to China, we can go to Africa, we can go to any culture on this planet, and I can prove to you that it's all, again, Saturnalia. It's all the worship of the black sun or the black cube. Now, I got a plethora of information that I could talk about that can destroy any religion on this earth based upon the satanic nature of Satan. This is why Yahushua, Jesus Christ's number or name, comes out to 888. That's why he was killed on a cross, which is symbolic or symbolism for Satan or Satan winning over God in Christ, which the Church of Rome has falsely claimed and promoted as religion, when it is actually paganism. Now, I can prove to you by exposing the Jesuit black priest or the black son, which is, again, a bunch of symbolism, which is, again, historical fact. But your consciousness, again, consciousness means knowledge. Consciousness means awareness. Consciousness means perception. If there is no science of awakening your consciousness, you are left with your tradition. Now, I can destroy any tradition on earth with science and with history and with astral theology and with theobiology. Anyone. I can break down the nobility of the symbol of Saturn and how it's hidden in the letter H and in the letter L, as we've talked about before. And I can go on and on and on using carbon or 666, and I can break down, again, the bull. I can break down the ox. I can break down the owl. I can break down Moloch. I can break down Taurus the bull. I can break down, the red horns. I can break down Santa, which is code for Saturn. And I can break down the ruler of the god or the ruler of this world according to John 12:31. And I can use your solar deity or the solar Saturn. We can talk about Juniper or Jupiter. And I can break it down using June, Jupiter, Zeus. So however you want to slice it and dice it, whatever your religion, I can show you because of a lack of awareness. And we could talk about what they call in the ancient text the volcano god, which is Jah, J-A-H, or in the Hebrew, Yah, Y-A-H. Now, what does that mean? That just simply means in the valley of Hinnah, or Guyana, in 2 Kings 23:10, Jeremiah 32:35. Now, I can go on and on and on talking about, again, Leviathan, which means sea monster, and connect you to Saturn or Satan or the cult of death that is represented by the word Uranus, which is inside of the Bible as Uranus, because Uranus, the Latin word is Uranus, U-R-A-N-S. Go into the Bible where Jesus says where he is from. Look it up, and you will see O-U-R-A-N-S. Or some Bibles have U. Either one, whether you got the Latinization, which is Satanization, or you got the original text, which is Satanization, which is O-U-R-A-N-S or O-U or U-R-A-N-O-S, comes from the word Kronos, which is, the father of Saturn. Now, and I can go on and on and on, however far you want to go. I can go on. What's the point, Brother Will? What are you saying, man? Are you saying, like my kids tell me all the time, okay, Dad, what are we supposed to do, man? We might as well just, you know, what's the use of even living? I might as well not even go to work. I might just go home and just, you know, watch TV, eat Captain Crunch cereal. This is hopeless. No. Why do you think Yahushua came? Why did light come into this world? To show you how to exit the matrix. That's the science of awakening the consciousness. So right now, as I said at the beginning of the show, we're all arguing over water. I got one person telling me, Brother Will, water is liquid. Yes, sir, you're right. Then I got somebody else telling me, no, Brother Will, I got scientific facts, brother. Water is a solid. Here, see this ice? It's solid. That's water, brother. The other dude who said water is a liquid is a freaking liar. Now, the guy who's telling me that water is a solid, he lives in the North Pole. He's never been to the desert. He lives in the ice. He's never left his house. All he sees is ice everywhere. He was born there. He's never left. He's never been to the Sahara Desert. He doesn't know that if you take that ice cube to the freaking desert, the heat is going to melt it and turn it into a liquid. He doesn't know. He has a lack of awareness. My job is to explain to him, excuse me, brother, I know you've been, you know, South Cole. You was born in South Cole? South Cole? Yes, sir. You never left? No, sir. God placed me here, sir. God told me never to leave the South Pole, so I'm never leaving. God is solid. That's it. So you're telling me he's not liquid? No, he's not. Then I go to the brother over there that's been born in the Sahara Desert. Okay, sir. You said God appeared to you in the form of a dust storm, and he told you that water is liquid. So water, all you've ever seen is liquid. Yes, sir. Then I go to a hotter part of the desert, and I meet this other guy, and he tells me, Brother Will, God told me that water is gas. And he said, here, old gas, thou art gas. And if anything else appear to you other than the evaporation of water as gas, that's of the freaking devil. So I got three people who are all saying the exact same thing, but they cannot see the big picture. Why? Conscious. The word conscious means knowing. It means awareness. So everybody that I've met is suffering from a lack of consciousness, lack of awareness. So all I've done is expanded my consciousness and expanded my awareness. How? I did what it says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 8, 9, and 10. God said he will send you a strong delusion, call your belief system, if you do not have, the love of the truth. What is the love of the truth? That means consciousness, Christ consciousness. What does that mean? That means you're going to consider. Consider what? Consider that water may exist in another state. And then there's people who consider, okay, brother, it may be. That is a possibility that you can take water and you can take a liquid and you can cool it and it can turn into a solid, but that's witchcraft. I ain't studying that, man. I'm not going to study how to take a liquid and cool it down and turn it into a solid because that's of the freaking devil. Okay, brother. Then I got these other brothers who are telling me, Brother Will, I will consider the fact that water could be a liquid and you can cool it down into a solid. But if you add heat, that's of the devil. You cannot turn it into a gas, too. That's Luciferian. Because the method by which you heat it up is not biblical. Why? Lack of consciousness. That's what's going on in the earth today. We've got all these freaking religions. Today's Sunday. And there's pulpits all over America. People are teaching particle physics, not waves. They got a particle. They got a piece. But they can't expand their consciousness because it goes outside of their box. And so they're going to kill you. They will hurt you. I'll get death threats from preachers. I don't get death threats from atheists. There's a guy in my hometown who said that God told him. God told him. Now, this is a preacher, man, an old dude. God told him to shut me down because all I preach is love. I preach Christ consciousness. What do I believe? Let me tell you what I believe. If you don't get nothing else from today's message, please hear what thus says the word of God. Jesus said, thou art one with the Father. Jesus said, when you have seen me, you have seen the Father. What Jesus is saying, that I am a miniature version of a bigger version. He says, I am a part of a bigger system. That is what Jesus said. That's the same thing I'm saying. Now, when Jesus said that, he says, now mine eyes are open and I perceive that when I eat, I partake of thy body. When I drink of thy blood. And when I breathe of thy spirit. What is Jesus saying? Jesus is not talking about what we do on Sundays. What Jesus is talking about is the fact that we are all small parts, molecules, if you will, of the body of Christ or the body of the universe. If I could talk to the big G, the same way I talked about how hydrogen is one part of the other two parts, which are oxygen, that make up something called water. But if the union of those three gases, really two, but if the union of oxygen and hydrogen are separated, it turns back into gas. So water is the product of gas. Water does not contain anything other than gas. So in reality, there is no such thing as a substance or fluid or water. It's only gas at its source. But there is people that's willing to kill you if you make that statement right now. There's people that are willing to hurt you really bad if you say water is not a liquid. There are people that, I'm serious, man. There are people that are, that they will hurt you if you say, brother, water is not a liquid. Because the liquid comes from, see, I'm an etymologist. I trace it back to its original source. And those hydrogen and those two molecules of oxygen, trace them back to their source. That's God. So God dumps himself down to a molecule or gas. Then he further dumps himself down by combining hydrogen and oxygen in a certain combination to create a liquid. Then he dumps himself down further to make the liquid into a solid. But depending on what state of that dumbing down process you jump in, you wouldn't hurt somebody because you forgot that it still came from one source. Every religion still came from one source. Everything that exists on this earth came from one source. Everything is a dumbed-down version of the original. We got people that are willing to hurt you really bad, man. I'm telling you, I've met people, man. I looked them in the eye, and if it wasn't for the fact that I had a gun and was willing to hurt them back, if they saw the opportunity, I knew that in their heart, they would try to hurt me. There are people right now who believe that black people, again, are the enemy. They believe that in their heart. There are people right now that believe that women are third class. There are people that believe that the feminine principle is evil because they read it somewhere that Adam and Eve is Eve's fault. So in certain third world countries, women, women were just given the right to drive in Saudi Arabia, what, a year ago, 2 years ago? Women could not drive. Why? Second-class citizens. Why? Religion. That's a belief. Now, here in America, women have been driving since what? I don't know. Wow. Long, long time. Now, but what about America? Black people used to be slaves. Right now, in this country. Now, my first wife was white. Now, if I had met my wife 50, 60 years ago, I'd have been working out in the fields, and if I'd have looked at her, I'd have lost my life. Let's know married her. So you mean to tell me people were killing people because of the color of their skin? But the people that was killing the people, they gave black people Bibles. In fact, from what I understand from history, we were allowed to preach or teach out of certain pages of the Bible. That's what, you know, the movie like Jonestown and my boy from Based Upon History. Whether that's true or not is another study for another. What is the point? The point is, due to limited consciousness, you know, a certain group of people felt that it was okay to enslave another group of people. Why? Because the word consciousness means knowing. They didn't know something. The word consciousness means awareness. They weren't aware of something. So poverty is what? Lack of knowing something. Poverty is what? A lack of being aware of something. That's it. There is no devil. There's no demon. You're not aware of something. I'm here to help you be aware of what you're not aware of. That's the whole purpose of the life management system, to help you to express yourself. Now, conscious living, that's how I live. I'm conscious, so I can heal myself consciously. What does that mean? I don't need no medication. I know that my brain has, based upon science, the brain cannot tell if you have a thought, whether the thought real or not. The brain just takes whatever is frequently repeated and emotionally charged and it implements it. The brain does not care. The brain forces the body to take on the consciousness that it is given. If you could understand that statement after today, you would frequently repeat and you would emotionally charge wealth into your life. How, Brother Will? By saying what I told my daughter. My daughter woke up this morning in a very, very bad mood. And I told her, Shamori, you have the you right now, you can say I am going to be happy and you can choose to feel happiness. Say, oh Dad, I don't, you know, I just don't feel like she had to go to work. And I said, Shamori, you chose to work in the summer. I told you, you didn't have to work. You can stay home, get ready for college. You said you wanted to stay, you wanted to work, and you wanted to hang out with your friends. Well, all your friends are gone. You just left here working. And I told her, Shamora, make a conscious decision right now that you're going to have a good day today. Because if you don't, your day will suck. She made a conscious decision this morning. And then before, when it was about like 2 or 3 hours later, she's walking around the house singing and she's happy. And she's, okay, Dad, I'm ready to go to work. I said, Shamora, do you see what just happened? What? She totally forgot. I said, you made a decision to make a conscious expression. She's like, man, Dad, you know what? You're right. I woke up this morning. I didn't sleep well, and I was felt lethargic, and I didn't want to go to work. And I reminded her, number one, you don't have to go to work. Number two, you made the decision to get that job and to stay here for the summer and to go hang out with your sisters in Dallas and just relax for the summer. You decided that you wanted to do this. I told you, I got you. You ain't got to worry about no money. You made the choice. So if you want to go to work, why are you pissed off? If you want to go to work, you better put a smile on your face because you volunteered to put yourself in the position that you're in. Her whole world changed when she realized, number one, she got options. Number two, she chose to work. Number three, she ain't got to go. Her whole world changed because she became conscious. She decided that she wanted to go back to knowing and back to being aware that she has options. So do you. Conscious expression destroys every problem on earth. Problems exist because we have a lack of consciousness. We have a lack of awareness. You're limiting to yourself to one way of making money because you put all of this energy and this time. You got your degree in biophysics, and you can't find a job in biophysics. So you're walking around, and you're angry, and you're pissed off. Man, go get a job at McDonald's. They'll hire you. You got a degree in biophysics. I'm sure you could be, you know, head over, you know, you can be over the sanitation department, you know. I don't know. What am I saying? Options. You got them. But you're limiting your options. You're limiting your scope. You're limiting your perception. You're limiting your awareness. You're limiting your knowing. You're limiting everything that you can do. Poverty is a lack of awareness. Poverty is a lack of knowing, period. So is sickness. Based upon Dr. Bruce Lipton and everybody's work, there is something called distant healing. There's something called frequency healing. So what you think is way more important than what you eat. So if you can think positively, if you can think health, if you can think healthy, your brain will automatically draw to you the things that will make you healthy. Because the brain says, okay, he's saying I am healthy. The brain goes through the body. It scans the body, and the body, oh, we're missing vitamin A. So the brain will say and give you a taste for a fruit or a vegetable or even whatever that has vitamin A in it because you made a decision consciously to heal yourself. You made a conscious decision to be healthy. So the brain is going to automatically draw everything that you need to fulfill that decision. That's conscious expression. You wait now. See, all I did, I made a decision to be wise. I made a decision to be a master teacher. I made a decision to be a didactic teacher. I made a decision to find the truth, not no version of it. I made a decision. And now every day I wake up, the universe brings websites. The universe brings people send me YouTube videos. Now I don't do no research. I just wake up in the morning and check my email, my Facebook, and I just People send me stuff because I made a decision to be in the truth and in the awareness. And so the universe sends me everything that I need. What do I do? Nothing. I just made a decision. That's all you got to do. Conscious expression, brother. You must consciously express, expose, and expand your God-given giftedness. I made a conscious decision to have a great relationship. I just decided. No more destination addiction. I made that conscious decision. Now my relationship is great. How come it wasn't great before? I limited my knowing, and I said the only way I can be happy is to leave my wife and to be alone. I made that decision. How did I make it? There was things that was going on. I didn't say it out loud. I just said, you know what, I'd be better off on my own. Or I'd be better off with somebody who don't have this or don't have that, or somebody who got more money, who's taller, who's shorter, whatever. Things was happening, and I didn't see that there were options or that there were ways to fix it. I limited my awareness. Consciousness solves all problems on earth. But you must understand the science of awakening the conscious. For me to sit up here and say consciousness is the secret and you do not understand how to encode science into awakening the consciousness, if you do not understand, okay, Brother Will, what is that process? It's simple. Okay? You saying it is simple. What is it? Exactly what the Bible says. It shall be given. Seek, you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be open. Do those three steps, you will never have a problem in your life. Because when the problem shows up, you're going to ask. Right questions, get the right answers. The only reason you're not getting any answers is you're asking the wrong questions. Now, let me make sure you understand how powerful this is. So God is going to override your intention. In other words, when you lose, you're going to win. When you lose, you're going to fall in the direction of success. God will drag you kicking and screaming all the way to success. All you got to do is say, Heavenly Father, not my will, but your will. Heavenly Father, I am wealthy. I am healthy. I am wise. I am in a toe-curling relationship because you said that you wish above all things that I prosper, being held even as my soul prospers. So not my will, your will. You want to do exceedingly abundantly above anything that I can ask or seek. When you make that statement, that is a conscious expression. The science of awakening the conscious, bam, it just begins. Why? You say it. You bring about what you think about. So when you say, I am wealthy, the conscious takes over. Because the conscious is one. There's not a bunch of consciousness. There's only one. And this ability to connect back to source, that's what you just did. You went back home. And when you go back home, you're doing what Jesus did. Jesus, in the Garden of Gethsemane, he says, man, Father, take this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will. So Jesus said, okay, I'm in a solid state. Let me heat it up and return to gas. Or let me cool it down a little bit and return to liquid. Any way you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied. Brothers and sisters, all matter is dumbed down conscious. Everything, let me say this clearly, everything, let me make sure that I am crystal clear. Everything, plant kingdom, animal kingdom, material kingdom, molecular kingdom, atoms, ions, electrons, neutrons, protons, skeons, you know, everything is the result of the one intelligence, the one source, the one God expressing him or herself in different states. Everything is an expression of the one. If you go back further enough, you will trace it back to its source, which is the one. All materialism is an expression of spiritualism. Every denomination can be traced back to one. Even Saturnalia is just a negative, or if you want to use the word negative, because is ice negative? Not really. Is gas negative? Yeah, not really. Is liquid negative? It's just different states of expression, of expressing one thing, hydrogen. Because guess what oxygen is? Oxygen is a manipulation of hydrogen. There's only one element on the periodic table. One. There's only one God on the universe. One. Every other God is a manipulation of that one God. So if you go back further enough, you still find, brothers and sisters, let's stop fighting. Let's stop causing division. Let's return back to knowing. Let's return back to being aware. Let's return back to being and operating in perception. There is no such thing as poverty. Poverty is for people who have forgot they're rich. There is no such thing as health. All disease is a lack of awareness that if you leave the body alone, it automatically heals itself. The art of consuming causes disease. When you consume so much trash and you can't, the body can't take out the trash fast enough, you get something called disease. Do you know if you fast, the body releases chemicals in the body that automatically remove everything that ain't supposed to be there? Now, you're going to have a little pain and discomfort, but the fasting purifies the body, and it allows the body to start the process of healing itself, and it will show you that you are minerally deficient of certain minerals and enzymes. And you will, again, when you come off the fast, drink some water first, and then the body will give you a taste for whatever you are deficient in. And if you consume those items, the body will heal itself. You just have to be consciously aware and know that the body can heal itself. No doctors required. Or you can go talk to somebody else. Either way, it's up to you. And it is done unto you as you believe. There is no such thing as ignorance. I'm living proof of that. I was born the most ignorant fool on the planet. Now, you can talk to me about any religion in the world, and I can explain to you its source. I can give you the symbols and the code, and I can break it down for you, and we will trace it all the way back to the all-knowing, the all-powerful Big G is what I call it. Any religion, and I will trace it back and tell you how it started and when it started, when it broke away from the Big G. All religions are dumbed-down versions of the original. Relationships is just the inability to relate to yourself. There is no such thing as a relationship problem with other people. It's just a relationship problem with yourself. Because when you're in a true relationship with yourself, everybody else is an extension of you. If you can relate to yourself, you can relate to anyone else. Because no one will be able to bother you because you're totally comfortable with being with you. That means you're comfortable with being with anybody else. So again, everything is just a manipulation or a lack of knowing or a lack of awareness of the one. Brothers and sisters, let's start consciously expressing, exposing, and expanding the Big G. Brothers and sisters, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. If you're not a part of the Life Management System, please email me today, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com, so that way you can connect back to source. Do you need me? No. But I can help you get there faster than any other system that I'm aware of on the planned net. I love you. Appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you into all truth, because He will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
I'ma get this, cause I got this. I'ma get this, cause I got this. I'ma get this, cause I accept that I got this.
Yeah. Life is such a mind job. I don't pray to you, I pray to my God. It's me, myself, and I, call me tripod. I'm standing on my own, playing my part.
I'm playing my part, better be the biggest one. Kinda like I'm rolling through the hood with the biggest gun. Cause when I'm true me, yeah, I got a heavy tongue. No one can outdo me, how I let the levee run. Cause I'm the clever one, hopping to the Chevy, son. Stepping on your church, I'm knocking out your reverend. I'm really sorry, but I'm tired of the never come. Preacher talking about that money, that'll really never come. So get your kingdom up and get your kingdom in order. Stop letting entities come and breach your border. I'ma hit these entities with a fleet of mortar. Never connoisseur, I'm harder than a border. I've been doing more footprint like a dinosaur. I'm a connoisseur when it comes to dropping my manure. When I see an opportunity, I got maneuver. I send my own damn self to show me how to do it.
None, none. I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.
Yeah. I'm done with the dogmatic. I got organic on automatic. Ain't no panic when you lose concern. Ain't no fear when you let your soul lurk and you let your soul earn. I'ma show you something real when I speak through this. Cause it ain't only me when I speak through this. So you gotta feel the G as I speak through this. Kinda like I'm at the chapel as I preach through this. See, I don't want your money, I just want you to wake up. Cause really it's the money that continues to slave us. Fat and happy while we taking a pay cut. Cause we don't realize that we the ones that amaze them. No more stuff in the placement, cause I'ma never stuck in the station. I'ma tell you something, I'ma hit you to face it. If you come on my way and stop me from greatness,
I'm done. I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again. I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.
Done.